asked him, why do you do this? Is one business not enough? And he said, Maharaj, I am good at many things, and somehow people expect me to do many things. I'm doing this because I want to be validated by others. Do you know this word validation? Validation is something like you are given value by others. For instance, others will say, I like your haircut. Oh, and you feel validated. Oh, I have a good haircut, and it makes you feel good. Or, I like the way you dressed today. Your particular dress is very appealing. After you have heard for some time these validations repeatedly, you could fall into a trap and do things only because your environment, that means the people with whom you are, value you when you have a dress, an education, a way of acting and dealing. And this can also carry into your Krishna conscious life. You are very happy when others come and say how well you are doing, how well you look, how good you express yourself, and you feel you have no validation, no value, value is the word, when you are not performing, when your kirtan is not as inspiring as that of others. You think you are not valuable if you cannot eat 5 pizzas. I don't know, do you still, in boys, do we have pizza eating contests? What? Never tried it. It's not so prominent. We had contests like this with gulab jamuns. You know, we would have, there were 2 champions who would eat gulab jamuns until finally one person surrendered and he was the loser. And the other ate just one more gulab jamun and then he burst. No. So validation is so important. Our whole civilization runs by validation. You feel you're not valuable when you have not enough likes on your Facebook. You feel you're not valuable when not enough people show up for your marriage ceremony. Or when more showed up for the other person's marriage ceremony. When you run by this outside validation program, the risk is that you become a chameleon. Let me tell you the story of a chameleon. Now, I need to first... No. Do you know how a typical Danish tablecloth looks like? It has white curves and then blue stripes. It's more or less blue stripes which run this way, this way, this way, and divide the white cloth into little curves, squares that are framed by this blue lines, big lines actually. Anyways, so once there was a hunt going on in South America in the jungle, and a panther, a black panther, was fleeing into the shelter of a bush where he happened to meet upon a chameleon. So the panther was breathless. And the chameleon was hanging on a branch, just very nonchalant. And the panther said, they almost get me. I hope I get away alive. They are after wildlife here. The chameleon says, it's very simple. You can get out very easy. You have to just take on the color of your environment. Look at me. And he made and turned into the bush, you know, with leaves, with branches. And you couldn't tell the difference between the chameleon and the bush. The panda said, "I'm not a chameleon." And he, as the hunters came closer, he jumped out of the bush and was shot in the chest by a bullet of the hunter and died. The chameleon said, "It's much better to be a chameleon. You at least survive." And after some time, turned back into its natural color. The chameleon got by very nicely. And when it was in the bush, it looked like a bush. When it was near a river, it looked like a river. When it was near the beach, on the beach of a river, the shore of the river, it turned white, and so on. It was felt very good about itself until it was captured one day and exported to the zoo in Copenhagen. Copenhagen is where?
Denmark.
And there in the zoo was one man who looked at the cages and found, "Oh, here's a chameleon. How nice. Let me take the buy this chameleon for a good price, and then I bring it home and let's see how it will do." So the chameleon was bought, and it was brought home by the rich man, and everything went all right until one day the grandson of the rich man came, and he saw the chameleon, and he was going to after it. So the chameleon jumped on the tablecloth in the rich man's house and started to take on the color of the tablecloth. It looked really not different. There were white squares and blue lines. And it felt very good about itself until the boy came closer and it needed to move. And that was not so difficult, was not so easy, because in a short amount of time, it had to change its color entirely. And while trying to desperately change its colors, the chameleon, poor chameleon, died. This is what happens when you always change according to your environment. You will not live a very nice life when you only perform your life according to social validation, that you want to look good in the eyes of others. You want to be just properly dressed. You want to have just the right mobile telephone. You want to have just the right external appearance. You will either lose yourself or kill yourself in the process to be like this. So therefore, my dear everyone, you have to find out your authentic path. I will say to you something that will shock you. You were born an original. Why die as a copy? You understand? You were born as an original. Why die as a copy? You have to find your original thing. That's called authenticity. Authenticity means you have to... I've taken some notes. Authentic behavior is behavior that we have freely chosen because we feel this is our path. Nimai, no? This I have chosen, I can stand by it, and even if there's pressure from outside, this is my path, I will follow it. Authentic behavior allows us to express who we are. In other words, authentic people act in ways that reflect their own values and their own identity. People who are like ping pong balls, that is always changing according to the external influences, suffer from something which we could call self-alienation. Did you hear this word? Self-alienation. You become a stranger to yourself. You're not connected any longer. Authentic people can have close relationships. See, in order for connection between people to happen, we have to allow ourselves to be seen as we really are. You can't keep on a facade, Mira, of yourself. The facade will explode at one stage. I'm not talking specifically to Mira. This is not her problem specifically. See, people so often do this in order to fit into a group. They may adopt a behavior that is not expressing their own nature. I can imagine our Vrinda Anuradha appreciates to get up at 4:30. Now, if Nimai would try to say, okay, here in the youth camp, I'm good if I get up at 4 o'clock and show up at 4:30. If you would do this for a few days, and it is not something you are convinced because of your own convictions, but only because the group values this, I can guarantee you, Nimai, after trying to do this 3 days, you would suffer from sleep deprivation and we would have to call the mental hospital because you would start to act in erratic ways, you know. So why do people, so also in relationships, if just in order to have a relationship, you totally repress who you really are, just in order to have that relationship. After some time, my dear everyone, that person whom you have repressed will come out from the dark corners of your personality and will just say, I have enough. I cannot take this any longer. I cannot maintain the facade any longer. Why do people behave inauthentically, not like they really are? What do you think? Why? They wish to be what?
They want to fit in.
They wish to fit in, yes. They want to be accepted by the people. Absolutely correct. Yeah, this Pratik, I wanted to say this, is in my note. They are really afraid to be rejected and then be alone. So therefore they play the role of someone they are not. Our ladies are silent. Do you have no problem with being authentic? Why do you think people are not daring to be authentic, to do not be themselves?
They feel they might be judged.
They feel they might be judged. Oh, you are crazy, and so on. Yes?
Same
thing, yes. Judgment, and people are so quick to judge. And you don't have the right dress, or you don't have the right behavior, the right language. They judge you as being old-fashioned, boring, uninteresting, and so on. So instead of showing up as you yourself are, you show up as the person you think everyone else will like. Now there is a problem. Real relationships happen between real people. In other words, if you are not authentic, if you are not there to show yourself, people will not really like you. They like people who are just where they know this is how they are. They are not only like this today and tomorrow, they are totally different. No. And so on. They know this is a person. Maybe he's a little edgy, but at least I know how they are. So don't be afraid to live a little bit more authentic, because then you have a real life, then you have real relationship. Inauthentic people have a false life. And a life where they always have to be like the chameleon, always change colors, always adapt themselves to the environment, and so on. Yes. I want to end this part by giving you some hints how you can become more authentic. Or really the person who you are. The first is find your talent or your strengths and stick with your talent or your strengths. Don't live the life of someone else trying to be accepted and valued by others because you the people value a certain way. No, stick to your strengths and you will find people who appreciate this particular talent, this particular aspect of you. So focus on your talent or your strengths. What are you good in, Vinay? Harmonium playing and kirtan. Yes. This is very, very nice. If you stay with this and, let us say, increase your talent. I also think you are very good. You are a good friend. You are a reliable person. You have a pleasant nature. So I think in the future you will be able to support many people and help them on their path. So stick with your talents. Find that island of competence in an ocean of faults. We all have, as human beings, have some faults, but we have also some competences. What are you good in, if I may ask? Running, maybe? Hard question. Singing kirtan, yeah. We are not accustomed to think of what are we good. We don't like to say, I'm very good in managing and so on. But you know, some things are easier for you, other things are more difficult. So stay with these talents which you have. Focus on the things you are good in, and you will see how that naturally increases and after some time becomes your path. Why should you follow in life something which is difficult for you, where you repeatedly fail, where you are not naturally competent, where you have to always, oh, how was this, how was this, how was this, and so on. This, when you focus on what you're good in, it creates a ripple effect. Do you know what is a ripple effect? Look at this table. Imagine this table is like a lake, and I throw a stone in here, bang, in the center. Then the ripples will expand from the center where I threw my stone in concentric circles. Wherever I put my stone in a lake or a river, concentric circles expand. The ripple are moving outward. So in the same way, my dear everyone, focus on what you're good in, and you will see the ripple effect will come. I would recommend to you a few areas where you can look. And I want to suggest the following. As I tell these areas, think a little if you are good in these areas or if you have something to contribute. Are you ready?
Yes.
Natural wisdom. This category includes things like creativity, a love of learning, curiosity, having a wise perspective on things, and thinking through the things carefully. Are you good in that? Are you good in thinking things through carefully? Are you maybe creative and have good ideas about things? Think, do a little bit talent fishing in the pond of wisdom. There's another pond or another area where you can look to find your talents. Courage, for instance. This category includes if you are brave, if you approach new things with a desire to make them happen, if you can be persevering when things get tough around you, a courageous person moves on. How are you with your courage? This is a good question. A third area where you can see whether you have any talents in there is the human area. Like, are you good in keeping connections with others? Are you kind? Do you have an intelligence how to interact with people? And are you a loving person? No, this is the human qualities. There's another quality which I think most of you will have. Let's call it transcendence. Do you have a natural desire to move towards spiritual life? Well, I think some of our girls and men have a natural desire in this transcendence thing, in the spirituality. So these are some areas where you can look and find your talent and then focus on the talent. I've written other things down. Justice. Do you have leadership qualities? In other words, do you try to treat others fairly? And do you work? Are you a just person? Or then you could say strengths like humility. Are you willing to forgive others? Or are you so hurt if someone crosses you and you are not able any longer to be humble and say, what can I do? How good are you in self-control? And so on. These are very nice quests. My dear everyone, if you can identify your islands of personal strengths, then the ocean of faults, your own faults and the faults of the times in which you live, just don't matter any longer. You stick with your own island, so to say, with your own talent, which is not affected by the ups and downs of life. Tja, this is I have in mind Arjuna, the great warrior. As you know, he had been brought up to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. He had seen how his own wife, Draupadi, had been humiliated. She had been pulled into the public assembly, and Duryodhana had taken the cloth from his dhoti up and showed his bare thigh to Draupadi. This was an obscene gesture You and me were laid together in the bed, undressed. You know, it was really that you don't make such a gesture to Drupadi. And Arjuna had been forced to see how his own beloved wife was humiliated like that. He came onto the. His mother had said, Kunti, you know, I must tell you the background. Krishna had tried to make peace just before the battle of Kurukshetra. He had come to the court of the Kauravas and had said, give the Pandavas just enough land as so that each one has a village and can rule and manage other people. They are rulers. And Duryodhana's answer is famous. He had said, I won't give them enough land for the point of a needle to go in. When Kunti had heard this, the mother of the Pandavas, do you know what she said? Now is the time for which a Kshatriya lady gives birth to children. It is the time of war. Mother Kunti is speaking words, such words. And yes, it was clear. Arjuna had all the blessings of his mother. He had all the blessings of everyone in creation. But when he stood on the battlefield, he somehow could not fight. Do we also sometimes feel like this? That we, now is the time to do something wonderful. And now is the time to get off our seat and start going strong. But for some reason, we can't do it. I sometimes feel this, you know, when sometimes I'm asked to sing the kirtan, and I know these samsara dhavana by heart, but sometimes I find myself in the morning standing before the deity, someone says, start singing Samsara Maharaj, and what? How does it start? I've forgotten all my Sanskrit at the time. Prabhupada once was asked, Prabhupada, what is the greatest enemy of the devotee? What do you think he answered?
Mind.
Mind? Yeah. At times he said like this. He himself is his greatest enemy. We are ourselves often our greatest enemy. Have you seen this? We are blocking us. We are like we are like the Swami in the morning who should sing samsara, but he just can't do it, he's blocked. Or like Arjuna, who should now perform the duties for which he was made, but he can't do it. So he lays down his bow and refuses to fight. Now, my dear everyone, a true friend is someone who addresses you in terms of what you are capable to become and not how you are at present. A true friend will say, come on, don't lay down your bow now. Now is the time to take up your bow and shoot. My dear everyone, there's such a benefit of having a true friend next to you who is not a chameleon, but who is authentic themselves and who's able to say, now is the time. Now is the time to do what you're meant to do. And Krishna convinces Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita so that at the end he can overcome his momentary weakness and is able to fight. Is able to move onwards with strength. So this is a little bit what I want to what I've prepared for you today. My point is, you were born an original, don't die as a copy. Don't be fall a victim to this idea of social validation, that you are only valuable when you are valuable in the eyes of others. Their opinion can change from moment to moment. No, it is much, much, much better if you are following your particular strengths that you have developed. Strengths you may have in wisdom and courage, in being a human being, in having inner qualities like humility, or strengths you might have on your spiritual path, and build on that. Yesterday I talked with a few very nice young devotees, and one very nice devotee told me that it's difficult for him to be really enthusiastic for something, to have a glowing yes. You know, it's difficult as long as you have to do something which is not your strength. But it is easy if you focus on your strengths, because then things happen automatically. You will be experiencing being in a flow. So I have talked. Now I want to now see, we will have another half an hour we have together. I want to end here latest by 4:30, so that we have a little bit free time still until the next program comes. Let me just see how, if you have any questions regarding these or any other points on finding your place. Yes, Archie.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, Archie.
What if you're not kind enough or humble enough? Is there still a chance to build that strength? Although it's not eternal.
Yeah. What if you lack one quality, like humility or kindness? Is there a way to build this strength? Certainly there is a way to educate yourself. You know, I come from a family where judgments are very quickly made. And in the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, I really suffered from this. I would pass very quick judgments almost on everyone. I was not kind, I was not humble, and so on. What helped me, and then I was invited to come to a meeting. It was called the 50-man committee. This committee met at a time when ISKCON was in crisis, and we had to look at the qualities of leaders and find their respective faults in order to correct them. And I was in my element. I could very quickly identify faults and criticize. But then I met one devotee who told me, this is not good for your spiritual life, Satchinandan Swami. Then I asked, but how do you remain kind when you see others making blatant mistakes? And this devotee helped me very much by saying, I see them as data. Can you please give me your machine? I will give it back to you totally unharmed. See, this is, what is it? A tablet, most probably. A tablet. This tablet of Pratik is programmed in certain ways. If it's switched on and I would put my hand somewhere here, something would happen on the screen as the screen is programmed. If I would put my finger here, something else might happen. If I put it here, boom, maybe a map of India shows up. Now, if I become angry at this thing, I tapped here and you, I hope it doesn't do anything to me. All of a sudden, a hand may come out and strangle me. If I tap somewhere, why do I complain about what happens? The thing is programmed like this. We human beings are similar. When we are tapped in a certain field, in a certain way, a certain program comes up. Should I complain? Should I judge? I should just understand, well, this is his programming. Maybe he's now acting like this because in the childhood certain behavioral patterns were ingrained in them, and I should never become angry at the person. I should always remain helpful, because all of us, including myself, work according to a pattern. Yes, so in other words, you can learn kindness and humility. And do you know how you learn it? Prabhupada said, actually, you will be surprised when you hear this. When you are not humble, act as if you are humble, and after some time, you actually feel humble. When you are not confident, act as if you are confident, and after some time, you will feel. Isn't it? You look extremely charismatic when you are asleep. We should make it. No, why don't you make a photo, and then later we can put Sachinanda Swami's class. Let them sleep. No, after. No. You can go again. Let them. They are good boys and good girls. They should sleep. In the past, I would become very angry at this little boy. I would stand before him. How do you dare to fall asleep? I'm trying my best to give a class, and you're just. Today I'm thinking, most probably has eaten good amount of prasadam, and in the night he has done a lot of talking, and went laid to bed. Maybe he's missing his mother, and and so on, and. I should not talk in this. I don't mean it in a bad way. I think you. No, I begin to understand what is. We like you very much. So you try to understand, in other words, what is behind the person's reaction, and then you are can be kind and forgiving and so on. Yeah. So any other question? Yes, Vinay, I saw you first.
You talked about sticking to your talents.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to drive outside your comfort zone.
Yes.
Service, like Brahma and Sanders.
Yeah. Yes, Vinay says, you spoke about sticking to your talents, but sometimes it's also necessary to act out of one's comfort zone. And how do you find your balance? I think when you are too long out of what you can naturally do, Vinay, you will become very stressed. And you might become dysfunctional. You might not be able to do anything. So normally it's said that spiritual masters engage the disciple according to their psychophysical nature. Do you know what this means? Psycho means how they how their mind is, how they think, how their character is, how their inner qualities are. And physical refers to, you know, how their body is equipped. Someone is more strong, someone is more fast, and so on. Normally we are engaged according to our natures. It is said in the Bhagavatam is a verse. It says, Kayena vacha manasendriyeva buddhyatmanasvanu smiter svabhava. Svabhava means according to your present nature. You are thinking thoughts. You are able to offer activities. So according to this nature, you should serve the Lord, saying, Narayana yeti samapayet tvam. I'm offer this to you. But you are right. Sometimes there come situations when you are really called to do something extraordinary, and that is what we call surrender. No, at that time, we should not be silent, but we should jump to the occasion, because we grow a lot when we go into these fields. But usually we should serve Krishna according to our natures. It is easier. Why go against the stream? And Krishna has given all of us certain abilities, certain nature. This is not bad, not necessary. There was once the animals decided to make an Olympic game. And they said, we will do this. Every animal is forced to do four disciplines. One is swimming, the other is climbing trees, the third is flying, and the fourth is digging the earth. So the duck started, was very good in swimming, it was excelling in flying, but when it came to dig the earth, it was quite mediocre. It could do a little bit, but climbing, when it tried to climb the tree, it really did really bad. Then came the wild boar. It's very good in running. That was also discipline. When it came to swimming, it was so-so. But then the boar went to an abyss and tried to fly, because flying was one discipline. And the poor boar jumped and fell to its death. End of the Olympic game for the boar. And so the animals afterwards could see, not everyone is good in everything. Let better you stay with your strengths. Hare Krishna. Good, Vinay. There was another question here. Pratik, do I say the same question? Good. Yes. Vrinda Anuradha.
Maharaj, how do you truly know that you have found your authentic self?
How do you know that you have found your authentic self? Let us rephrase the question a little bit. How do you know that you have found your authentic activities? Let's start there. Well, you feel just so energized doing it. You feel that you like doing it, and you feel actually that this is for the benefit of others. Excuse me, please. You can actually help others with these type of activities. And this is a wonderful, wonderful experience. Finding the authentic self. You know, we use this term here in a slightly psychological way. That is more how your conditioned nature is, how your svadharma is. So your authentic persona, let us say persona, that's a better word here. Do you know that the Greek word person is quite interesting? It means a mask, the mask which an actor wears, and it indicates that behind our so-called personality, we are an eternal transcendent self. But okay, how do you find what you're meant to do and the person you are meant to be? Same thing. When you arrive at your authentic person and what you're meant to do, you feel not stressed any longer. You are stressed as long as you try to be someone who you are not, and you need to exert a lot of energy to hold up that person, this image of yourself. Wonderful question. Anyone else here? Yes, your good name, please, Prabhu. Gopinath. Wonderful. What to do when after some time you don't enjoy sticking with your talent or your strengths any longer? And does this mean you have not yet found your talent? Not necessarily. But what it means is the expression of your talent is no longer appropriate. Let me give you an example. I have been told that I can sometimes motivate people with my speaking. So with this understanding, I started to give lectures to children. But I soon found out that to interest children, I would have to develop particular strengths. It worked fine for 5 years. But then the children became older, 12 years or so, and I could find out that now is not the time for me any longer to speak to children. Someone else should do this who is more best. Or, you know, or let us say you are a teacher by nature, and you teach at the university and you don't enjoy it as much as when you taught in high school. It means the expression of your talent is not right. You have to distinguish between the talent, that always stays the same, but the expression in which you choose to express your talent, that may change. Some of it may be appropriate, others may not appropriate. Thank you, Gopinath. Good. Then I thank you all very, very much. This was our last session. I really am so... I talk to the devotees here at the temple, and they all... are so pleased that you are here and that you have this youth camp. It's a really powerful program, and you might like to see how you can what you can do with this youth camp. I have seen we have a youth camp with the Pandava Senas, and we have interesting things going on there. Sometimes they do theater plays with British humor. They're from England. It's really British humor is really something else. It's a little spicy, I think, at times. Can we say like this? Spicy humor. Sometimes they make trips, like they go to an adventure park or so on together. Because I think the main benefit of this youth camp is that finally you can have association with like-minded people. You might like to speak about these and other ideas which you have with Ambika Van. Ambika Van is her good name, isn't it? Ambika Vaneshwari, I'm sorry, you might like to talk about these ideas and others with her. It would be nice to make this an annual thing, and then you will develop real friendships. It's also sometimes good if you have met people who you feel are interesting, interesting people, then you can share your Facebook contact or Twitter contact or what else is there?
Instagram.
Yes, Instagram. I'm on all these medias, but not myself. I have a team who does this. So, yes, it was very nice to be with all of you. I wish you all the best, and most probably we see each other this evening for the evening kirtan, isn't it? Are you related to Suravi, may I ask? You are her niece, I thought so. What is your name? Vaishnavi. Oh, Vaishnavi, I saw you when you have grown in the lockdown period, I think you grow. That shows me that there was enough prasadam in Radhadesha. If I would have a youth camp like this when I was young, I would have become a devotee much earlier. I became a devotee when I was 17 years old. I started to be interested in my 15th year, but there was no association like this. Whew. Good. Should we maybe end to say goodbye with a nice kirtan? Is there someone who can accompany me on harmonium? I see you can also. Yes, please come here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Go a little higher. You can do the yes. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
So thank you all very, very much for participating in this afternoon class. I'm very grateful to each single one of you. I wish you a wonderful remainder of your camper, I believe. Do you have Monday? Is it including or is Monday the departure day?
It's a departure day, but I think in the morning there's...
In the morning something is still going on. Wonderful. So I wish you all the best, and I hope this will be going on next year as well and many years to come. And who knows, one day you might all meet in India at the feet of Govardhan next to the Yamuna River. That would be something with real monkeys. Today we saw monkeys in the tree of Radha Desh, but they had they looked a little bit like human beings, no? Good. So, I was passing by. There was some. I don't know if there were, if it was you. And I said to the boys, "You look like climbing to paradise." But then the girl said, "We have some monkeys here." I thought it was an interesting joke. All the best for you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.